one of the country's most outspoken abortion providers, says she has been wrongly silenced by the hospital where she works. It happened after last fall's shooting at a Colorado Planned Parenthood. On the other side of the country, a woman named Diane Horvath Cosper spoke out publicly about the added pressure on abortion clinics. She works at a hospital in Washington, D.C. Horvath Cosper told MSNBC back then that the attack would not intimidate her.
I want women to be able to access abortion in a safe, legal, compassionate environment. So no, I'm not deterred.
But a week after those comments, her employer said no more interviews. She has filed a federal civil rights complaint saying that gag order is illegal. And she hopes her case emboldens abortion providers across the country. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
On December 4th, Diane Horvath Cosper says she was called to a meeting. Top officials at MedStar Washington Hospital Center here in D.C. were worried about security.
I was told that the hospital was happy with the care we were providing for patients, but that they didn't want to put a Kmart blue light special on the fact that we provided abortion.
MedStar then denied a string of media and other requests. Horvath Cosper's legal complaint says that violates the decades-old Church Amendment. The law says federally funded hospitals can't discriminate based on a doctor's moral conviction about abortion. Now, there's an irony.
It's a provision that has been commonly used by and associated with those who oppose abortion.
Gretchen Borschelt is with the National Women's Law Center and helped bring the complaint. She also says MedStar's security argument doesn't make sense. According to the complaint, the hospital did hire a security guard for the family planning department and put in cameras there. But Borschelt says it ignored the department's other suggestions.
They could put in shatterproof glass. They could do ID checks. They could do bag checks. They have not done any of those things.
MedStar Washington declined an interview request. In a statement, the hospital says it's committed to providing family planning services for our community, and we do so in a respectful, private, and safe environment. Jeff Young is sympathetic. He heads the International Association for Healthcare Security and Safety.
The more outspoken a person is, a security person would say that the risk to that person and to the facility that they work in would go up because of the publicity associated to it.
But Young can't recall one of his hospitals ever banning a doctor from talking to the media, even after an abortion provider named Garson Romulus was shot and wounded at his home in Vancouver.
We did increase our security, and we also provided a personal security plan for Dr. Romulus as well.
Diane Horvath Cosper is a family planning fellow with MedStar Hospital. She says advocacy is a key part of that, especially now, a tough time for abortion providers. State lawmakers continue to pass a record number of abortion restrictions. The National Abortion Federation has tracked a sharp spike in harassment and death threats after last year's undercover videos that targeted Planned Parenthood. And as her legal complaint lays out, Horvath Cosper says there's a severe shortage of abortion providers.
The message that we've all gotten in society is that abortion is shameful and that people who have abortion should be ashamed. And I think that that's something that we need to work against.
Horvath Cosper says she respects the many abortion providers who choose to stay silent, but she hopes her case will send the message that those willing to speak out have a right to do so. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.